So here we are, the day after Christmas. Your kid got that totally awesome toy she wanted, but now panic sets in as you see the dreaded word, some assembly required. And if you're about as handy as Kim Kardashian with a backhoe, we're here to offer some advice. But first we ask you to tell us your stories of heartbreak and triumph putting together something for Christmas. We heard from Clay Crawford of Pensacola, Florida. He figured he could easily put together a train set for his 3-year-old on a big wooden platform with help from his father, who has an engineering degree. Well, not so much.
And there had been lots of kicking, screaming, cursing. So we go to relocate this thing into the living room and put it under the Christmas tree and find out it's about 6 inches too wide either direction to fit through the door. At that point, we had to make some modifications with a saw blade. Took some Gorilla Glue getting it back together in the end.
And as for his dad with a fancy degree?
I remember at one point he said, "This damn engineering degree has expired."
Okay, now for some advice from the experts.
I'm Laurie March. I work for HGTV and the DIY Network on all sorts of DIY projects and remodeling projects all around the house.
Before launching into toy assembly, she says, get the right tools.
Screwdrivers in a couple different sizes, flat and Phillips head. Also, wire trimmers. Some of the coolest toys have the most aggressive wires and plastic that keep them in place.
Laurie March says putting toys together with kids can be a great experience, but be sure to follow instructions.
You know, you can show kids that sometimes the instructions are there for a reason. You know, you learn a lot of things. Sometimes the little screws and parts could look really similar, but they're actually slightly different. These are all great lessons that they can carry with them back into the school year, paying attention to details.
You might know Tom Baudette from NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, or from those Motel 6 ads. He's done his share of DIY and fix it. He used to build houses for a living in Alaska. Now he lives in Vermont with 2 boys, a wood shop, 50 acres, and a tractor. He has a decidedly different strategy about putting those toys together with kids.
If you've got kids who are really curious and they're just, they want to learn everything, they just want to get their hands on something and learn, you've got to get rid of them.
Get them out of the way with a distraction, he says. Have them flatten out the packaging.
If it comes packed in peanuts, you got it made. It'll take them the rest of the day to get all those up.
Baudette says parents get a little too impatient when they launch into toy assembly.
So you try to do it like on the deep shag carpet next to the tree, and that's the totally wrong place to do it because all the little parts and pieces are going to get mixed up with like the Barbie purses and the Lego heads. So you got to, like, before the dining room table is set for dinner, like spread out on that, go through all the little parts packets, make sure you have everything. And you know how every instruction manual starts off with a list of the tools you need? Go get 2 of each of those because you're going to lose 1 of each of them.
One more thing, Baudette says you don't have to keep your kids on the sidelines, but you have to make sure you've got the right kind of offspring.
If you have a child who is content to sit and listen and knows which tools you need next and can anticipate your needs and hand those to you, then please call me. I would like to know how you accomplished that. I've never met a child like that. I certainly don't live with any.
So how are things going with your toy assembly project? Tweet us a picture with the hashtag NPRToys.